A few announcements as we conclude our service today. First, it's my pleasure to introduce Mary Catherine. If you want to stand up, Mary Catherine. Mary Catherine is a third-year divinity student at Trinity College and is going to be doing a placement here at St. George on Yonge for this term. So it's great to have you with us. It's about 8 hours a week, I think, so primarily Sundays and a bit more, but great to have you with us. And this is a great place to learn. And so I look forward to working with you. Welcome. You'll have heard it referred to a couple of times during the prayers today, but this coming week there is a very important meeting happening in England. The Archbishop of Canterbury has called all of the primates of our worldwide communion to come together. And so I encourage each of us to use the prayers that we use today throughout the coming week. It's a meeting that will focus predominantly on unity, and especially unity in a time when there is so much disunity among our worldwide communion. And it's the Archbishop of Canterbury's intent to bring people together to remind us and to remind the leaders of our church about what it is that we share in common with each other. So I do encourage you to pray for that gathering as it begins in England. Did you have an announcement about the finances? No. The one announcement I can give you about finances, the numbers that I saw, and these are only estimates, was that we ended up having a very good December. We still ended up with a shortfall in our offerings below what we had budgeted for, but it was not as much as we had anticipated, and so we're grateful for the response that people were able to make. I'm going to talk about pancake breakfast. This year, instead of a pancake supper, we're going to have a pancake breakfast. And Eileen has volunteered to be part of an organizational team, but if it's going to happen, she needs help. So, Eileen, talk to Eileen, and it is going to be on Sunday, the 7th of February, after church, and talk to Eileen if you can be part of it. The only way it can happen is if we have some people working with Eileen, because Eileen is not going to do it by herself. So please do talk to her. Jeff has an announcement about our Sunday schools project there.
Okay, now, last Sunday, so it would be Advent 4, we came up and we started this paper chain link, which I hope everybody here participated in by just putting a name on a link. Now, that was just a straight piece of chain. Now, today in Sunday school, we learned about God's love in Jesus being baptized. So we made our heart out of everybody's chain. So we linked it. The white locket has the word God on it because we're all in God's love. Mm-hmm. The first four links are Mary, Elizabeth, John the Baptist, and Jesus. And the rest are all the names of our parish, the sisters from the convent are on it. I believe there's some out of the cold.
Out of the cold names are on it.
Some shut-ins.
Shut-ins that we visited.
So I was amazed when I got back off of holidays to see how long and how well this project was accepted by our church. So thank you. And that's why the heart today.
And it will stay there for the rest of this season of Epiphany. And thank you to you and to the Sunday School for bringing this and raising it up and inviting the parish to participate in this activity. It really is true. We can learn a lot from our kids. And you help facilitate that. So thank you to you and Kathy for all the work you do and to all the children for initiating that project for us. A reminder of Leonard's ordination to the priesthood. It is going to be on Saturday, February the 6th at 4:30 in the afternoon here. I hope you'll all plan to be here. It's going to be a wonderful service of celebration. The music and things that Leonard is picking, it's going to be awesome. And Archbishop Colin Johnson will be here as the presiding celebrant and the one doing the ordination. So it will be great to have everyone here, as well as people from Leonard's former parishes. There is going to be a dinner reception potluck following the service, and Colleen has agreed to help facilitate that. She will be asking for help. Please make sure that you volunteer to bring lots of food, and Leonard's friends have volunteered to bring food as well, so I think it's going to be a great evening. Leonard, close your ears for a moment. Plug your ears. There are envelopes at the back. He already knows about this, so that's why I can say it while he's here. If anyone wishes to make a contribution towards the parish gift for Leonard, there are envelopes. Please do so, and we look forward to presenting him with that gift on behalf of the parish. Our closing hymn.